Hi, we're back with our next video, and I hope you did your homework. And the homework was to be thankful in everything you do. Everything you do. Be thankful at everything you do. And I mentioned that when I do a task, I ask the Lord to help me. And in fact, I was working on a project just yesterday, and again, I get my tools, I get what I'm supposed to do and use, and I ask him to work with me so that the job goes smoothly. So that's what I asked him to do, and he was right there, willing to help me like a dad would be helping his son to learn how to do a task a little better. So that's exactly what was going on. And I asked you to thank him for those times, for those moments where you ask him to give you a hand. And he does. You know, sometimes we think that small menial tasks are too silly to be asking him for help. But nothing is too silly, too small for him to help us with. In fact, he kind of likes the idea that you're asking him for help because he wants to be a part of our lives in every manner. And by going to him all the time and praising him and thanking him, it shows how much we want to be in a relationship with him. So your homework was to do just that, was to ask the Lord to help and to give thanks. And you, by this time, you should be hopefully aware of what your time and talent and finances might be in order to do something in your golden years. Because we talked about time is a seed. We talked about your talent being a seed, and being grateful is also a seed. So now we have this seed, and we're talking and thinking about where do we put the seed? Where are we going to put this seed? How are we going to use our seeds? What kind of a harvest do we want to get from our seeds? Now, I have an associate that I met is becoming a friend that is now publishing my nonfiction books that I write. And his publishing company is called Big City Bear or something like that. And Dr. McCabe is the publisher. But what he does with that now he's 73 years old. What he does with that publishing company and why he started it was the proceeds go to help kids with autism. So here he is, he's retired. He started a publishing company, and there are books there that you could purchase. This two of mine are there, A Journey Through Revelation and A Faith Challenge are available there. And when you buy a book, the money, the profit from the publishing company goes to help kids with autism. So that's what he's doing with his golden years. So what are you going to do with yours? And we've been thinking about time, talent, finances, all our forms of seeds. Now, where are you going to put these seeds? Well, you have to make sure that your soil is good. You got to know you got to put the seeds in the right kind of soil. And you got to put the seed in a place that gets the right sun and water. For example, you have a lawn. Is your lawn fully in the sun? Is your lawn in the sun part of the day? is your lawn in the shade all the time? Well, based on just those three different considerations, you have to know if your seed, your seed for grass needs sun all day, or is the seed that you have good for partial sun and partial shade, or is the seed that you have for all day shade? You got to know. You got to know the amount of water. You got to know if the soil needs lime, if it needs fertilizer. You got to know these things. Otherwise, your lawn won't grow properly, and maybe you'll have a ton of weeds and daffodil, dandelions, and all sorts of things, but you won't have grass. So you have to know these things. Well, you have a talent, you have some time, and you have some money, and you want to use that time, talent, and money for something that will promote the Lord. Because I'm hoping that's why you're here. Because you want to do something in your golden years that helps to do something for the Lord. You might not have been able to do that in your workforce, in your workplace. I know selling windows and doors wasn't going to allow me to preach to my customers. The only preaching I might be doing is what the door or the window was made out of, how long the guarantee, the warranty, will it hold up, this, that, or the other thing. What are the specs for the job? Some jobs you can put plastic windows in, others you got to put metal. It all depends on the type of building and the zoning requirements and the building requirements. So it's the same thing here. What are you going to do and where are you going to put those seeds? So the first thing we need to know is if we have a talent, then who's the best recipient of that talent? If I play piano and a student wants to play violin, he's not the right soil. And if I was to play violin and he wanted to play piano, again, I might not be the right seed, and he may not be the right soil for the right harvest. And what would be the harvest be? Well, the harvest would be to improve his musical abilities and talents to be able to perform well. Excuse me. So that's one way to look at it. If I'm a very artistic person and I have a lot of artistic gifts and talents, and a person comes to me and they're looking for bookkeeping skills to improve that, and I've never done that, I'm not the right person for that person. So he's not or she's not the right soil for my seeds. So I have to know who would benefit most from whatever talent, time, and money I have. Now, in the case of Andy, Dr. Andy McCabe, he has time and money, and he uses his publishing company that he actually created for the purpose of donating money to autistic programs to help those children. So he has the money designated for that particular soil. He's using his gift of publishing in order to make the money to donate to autism. You see? So he looked at his time, he looked at his talent, he looked at where the money that he was making from it, and then he says, okay, where am I going to do? What am I going to do? So he wants to use his crop, which is actually dollars, and then donate the dollars to someone, to an organization that helps autistic children. And that's how he's doing it. So he's found the soil, that he wants to plant his seeds in. Do you have an idea of where you want to plant your particular seeds in what particular type of soil? You see now why it's important to be in communication with the Lord through thanksgiving and also for asking for knowledge, discernment, wisdom. Because you want to ask him, Lord, you know, you gave me this talent and I'm really appreciating it and I'm really grateful for it and I thank you that you gave me this talent. But I also know that you didn't give me this talent to go to waste. You want me to do something with this talent. But I'm not really sure where I should plant the seeds of my talent, time, and money in order to have the best crop. So, Lord, I'm asking you to please show me where I should plant my seeds. Now, there's a Buddhist saying, and some people say that it might have come from some other source, but the saying is this: when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Saying that when the student really, really needs to learn something, the master shows up. Well, when the master God knows when a student is ready, he will send you, the master craftsman who has the talent, time, money, the seed, in order to plant that into the soil, the student, so that the student may benefit from a harvest. And your harvest in doing this is that the student was able to produce a harvest. Interesting, right? When the student is ready, the master appears. The teacher appears. Well, you don't know who the student is. You don't necessarily know where the soil is. You don't know. So you're relying on the Lord to show you where to plant the seed. In the meantime, there may be a student, there may be a person saying and praying, you know, if I only had a little more knowledge, or if I only had someone who could show me the ropes, or if I only had someone who could help me and guide me, I'd probably be able to do better at this. And there you have it, you see? And then the Lord puts the two of you together. He matches you up. And he provides for that student the guidance that you can offer because you have developed the talent, because you've mastered that talent, because you have now the time in order to coach someone in that talent. You may even have finances to go even further with the talent and the time that you have. So we need to ask the Lord, where do you want me to plant my seed? Where do you want me to place this seed of talent and time and money? Where do you want me to put it? How do you want me to use it? Who do you want me to guide? Who do you want me to instruct? Where do you want me to take it? And when that door opens, thank you, Lord, for giving me the place. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the soil. Thank you, Lord, for bringing this person into my life that I can coach, that I can help with. Someone that I can really mentor. You see? You see how that all works? It all works together. God's got a plan, and he puts it together really nice. You know, it's like watching a mason. You know, you're doing a sidewalk, and he's got the concrete there, and he's got his trowels, and he's moving that cement around, and he's getting it, and when he's done, it's like perfectly smooth. And you say to yourself, how did he do that? Right? Well, the Lord has those abilities and then some. And that's what we're counting on. And that's why we thank him, say, thank you, Lord, for providing me with the proper soil before he even gives it to you. Thank you, Lord, for showing me where to plant my seed, showing me where to plant this seed of time, talent, and money. Show me where it is. Thank you so much for showing me. You want to thank him beforehand. And he'll show it to you. And he'll bring that student to you. He'll bring the soil to you. He'll make the soil aware to you. Now, if he doesn't do that, he'll do this. He'll bring you the deliverer. You know, like Moses was the deliverer who took the Israelites out of Egypt in bondage and he brought them somewhere else. Well, God can send you a deliverer, a person who will show you where to plant your particular time and talent. Where to put your time and talent in. The Lord provided me with Dr. Andy McCabe, who's a publisher, who, through another friend, came to me and after a series of conversations, said, I want to publish your book. There you go. My seed of writing the book, a bigger seed, now moved to some soil that came to me from one friend who knew another friend who then turned me on to his friend who then, through conversation, provided the soil. God works in mysterious ways, but they're not that mysterious when you're thanking him, when you're walking with him on a daily basis. Now, I'd like you to also beware of something. I don't want you to go find the soil. I want you to ask the Lord to provide you with the soil. Why? Well, like in the parable of the farmer who threw his seeds and they landed on different types of soil, some didn't provide for any crop at all. And what I mean is this. You may go looking for some soil, and you may talk to somebody who's an atheist. That might not be the right soil. You may meet somebody who believes in a God, but not necessarily the God you believe in. Then you might meet Christians who are lukewarm. Oh, they believe in Jesus, they believe in the same God you do, but they don't really practice the faith. And then you might meet another Christian who really believes. Where would you really want to plant your soil, your seeds? Do you want to waste your time trying to convert an atheist? Do you want to waste your time and talent trying to convert a Buddhist? Now, I know Scripture tells us we're supposed to go out and talk to the Gentiles and the non-believers and make them believe. I understand that. But if you had a choice of mentoring someone who is either lukewarm or hot, what would you rather work with? You have a talent and a time and money. Wouldn't you want to share that talent with somebody who has the same passion for your talent? Wouldn't you want to share that time with someone who appreciates the time that you're spending with them? This is why it's important that you rely on the Holy Spirit to provide you with the right person to mentor. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. Is a saying that is amongst certain groups of people. Now, you don't know who that student is. You don't know what the student is looking for. You don't know where that particular soil is for your particular seed, but God does. Because God, see, is the master teacher. God is the master of all masters. And he knows where the students are. And he knows which teacher is best suited for that student. He knows which one will work with which one. And therefore, we rely on the Lord to bring us or show us where that particular soil is that he wants us to plant a particular seed. And that's what we're counting on. That's what we're praying for. That's what we're thanking him ahead of time. Show me where my soil is. Lord, thank you for showing me beforehand. Lord, thank you for providing me where a place to plant my seed beforehand. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to raise a crop beforehand. See? That's what we want to be able to do. Because he knows the right student for us. He knows where we should be planting that seed. What's going to give us the biggest result? That's what we want the Lord to instruct us, to guide us where to plant the seed. Now, if the Lord really wants us to plant a seed amongst an atheist, well, then he will provide the right atheist who's already questioning and wants to know. You see? The person who's already open-minded to want to know. He will put that person in our path. He will provide that soil for us. But not by our choosing, but by his choosing. So I want you to continue to look at organizations. You know, meet up, go through there, look at it. And as you're looking, asking the Lord, Lord, show me which organization I should be involved with. Which particular meetup do you want me to be involved with? If you don't want me involved in any meetup at all, tell me that too. Show me what organization, show me what nonprofit organization you would like me to be involved in. Show me where you want me to go. That's what you want to do. That's what you're asking the Lord to provide you with. For you, and you want to thank him for that. Thank him ahead of time. And that's our homework, to be looking, but with an open mind, with that peace of mind that says, Lord, show me, is this the organization? Is this the group? Is this the person? Thank you, Lord, for showing me. Thank you, Lord, for leading me down the right path. Thank you, Lord, for asking me to turn on the computer today and go researching. Thank you, Lord, for helping me find that place to plant my seed. Now, that's your homework. Until next time, God bless.